everybody, it's our 100th episode.
Oh, hey, look at that, like, new intro.
Press for Champagne.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Press for Champagne podcast. I'm Danny.
And I'm Brandy.
And it's our 100th episode.
Hey, hey, it's so, like a birthday, but like not really a birthday, but kind of.
It's just a celebration. It's a lovely celebration.
I almost got us a cake.
Oh my gosh, you didn't?
I didn't because, well, I have a lot of great ideas that just kind of take a backseat often. You know,
we didn't talk about this on the podcast after Michael's birthday, which was just a couple weeks ago. His birthday's June 2nd. But this son of a bitch husband of mine told his mom that I know how to make ice cream cake. You guys have never made an ice cream cake.
Oh my God. Danny was sending play-by-plays. It was not going well.
You guys, it was horrific. I mean, like, if I would have made the ice cream cake where it's just like you buy the ice cream sandwiches, you layer them, put some whipped cream, layer ice cream sandwiches, more whipped cream, call it a day, good to go.
And, which is what I thought you were going to do, but this is my favorite thing about you. You were like, hey, I have never executed on an ice cream cake before, so I am going to take it up a notch, like, and try to come up with a gourmet Dairy Queen-esque
ice cream cake. Because I Pinterested a recipe.
When I saw that, I was like, you know the TikTok when it's like, oh, no, no, no. Yes. That's literally what I thought.
So it was, oh my God, it was so fucking tragic, you guys. It was so tragic to the extent of where when we were trying to get this cake from my house to his parents' house, which is like just like, you know, just down the road, I literally had to put it in one of those like cheesecake pans that you can like clip this, like the pan. Okay, so yeah, like it gets tight, then you unclip it and like, you like let it loose or whatever. So I had to like clip it into a pan. And I was like, fucking drive. And then,
let's roll, Michael. I got the cake.
I get to their house. And I was like, I got to put this in the freezer right now. Like, not even like a hi, hey, how's it going? I was like, I need to put it in the freezer. And then when I'm trying to do everything on the side, like not admit that like, hey, this is a fucking catastrophe. And so when it comes time to cut the cake, I told his mom, I said, look, we can't sing happy birthday with this cake. He can have a slice of cake and he can sing happy birthday to his slice of cake because, like, this cake is falling apart.
Oh, God.
Well, I just said it to his mom. I didn't say it to his dad. So, like, when it comes time to, like, do this, he's like, are we not singing happy birthday? His dad's like, are we not singing happy birthday? I was like, I'm going to cut the cake. He can sing happy birthday to a slice of cake. It's fine. Like, we'll be fine. Well, so then I'm trying to cut the cake, but, like, the brownie part of this cake was, like, it was frozen. That's the only part of the cake was frozen, that fucking brownie.
Oh my God.
So I was like, Michael, can I get a little help in here? And his dad's like,
come cut your cake. And bring the machete.
His dad's like, I can help. And I was like, no, I don't want you to see this. Oh my God. So then his dad's trying to like cut this cake and I'm just like mortified. I'm just like, what the fuck?
I would have loved to see them all bite into that.
I got confirmation from everybody. It was very rich because it was brownie with like bunny tracks ice cream. Yum. And like homemade peanut butter whipped cream. But it was very rich and, you know, I mean, who cares about the presentation, right? It's all about
Yeah. Danny was asking people for like suggestions. And my message was, I'm fairly certain the grocery store sells ice cream cake. Just abort mission and go buy.
Well, and at that point, I was so fucking into this. I was like, fuck you, Brandy. I am getting this done and it's going to be fabulous. You guys, it wasn't fabulous, but it was done.
But it got done. You accomplished it. Check off the to-do list, ice cream cake. Yeah. So next time Michael's mom is like, hey, who can make the ice cream cake? Danny's going to be like, not me, bitch.
Yeah.
You no guys, offense, I didn't mean to call you bitch.
You guys are
so very anyway, sweet lady.
I could have made us an ice cream cake for 100th episode.
Yeah, what the fuck? That buttercream frosting sounds kind of.
Yeah.
So peanut butter buttercream.
It was peanut butter whipped cream.
Oh, okay. That actually sounds better. Sometimes thick frosting, I'm just not like.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, I like a whipped cream frosting. Like, the. I always call them the cheap grocery store cakes that are like kind of that whipped cream.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's delicious. I do like a good frosting, but like I can't, obviously you can't eat a lot of it. Like you don't need like a, you know.
I did get a Sonic just plain ass vanilla ice cream cone.
Oh, wow.
This weekend. Mm-hmm. And it just tasted like I was eating whipped cream.
You guys, if Delish. I ever go to get ice cream, 99% of the time, I just get a small vanilla cone.
That's, yeah.
Because, like, eating ice cream makes me sick sometimes. I think I might have a dairy intolerance.
I did feel so sick Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel unwell. Yeah. But it could have been all the food I ate and the booze I drank this weekend. But, it happens.
I know, but, like, I always wanted to get, like, something fabulous. But I was like, honestly, I just want a small vanilla cone and call it a day.
It's good.
It's delicious.
Which reminds me, just throwing out a fun little rec for anybody in the Omaha area or heading to Omaha. You would love this. It's just very creative. There's a bar downtown by the Orpheum called Mercury.
Okay.
And they have great cocktails. Like, some of the best cocktails.
Is this a new bar?
No, it's been there for a couple years.
Oh, I never heard of it.
Yeah, definitely go. It's very cool. Over the holidays and in the winter, their menus are very, very creative. Like, pretty sure one of the owners is, like, an artist or something. So they were cereal boxes and kind of, like, cereal-themed in name and also in flavor and ingredients, so super fun. So now that it's summer, they have a whole new vibe. And remember, like, old school CD, like, cases that you unzipped and then you had your CDs? Okay, imagine that as the menu, and then every page is an actual CD in the sleeve with, like, a funny drink on it, but it, like, looks like the actual CD. So, like, there's, like, a Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And it's, like, a cool drink. Same on every table, but it's just, it's so fun, so cool. That's where we were at Sunday afternoon to get a cocktail.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It was super fun.
Yeah, for sure.
I love the creativity. Like, I love that.
And who thinks of this shit sometimes?
Yeah, because I'm like, I got nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on upstairs here that's creative.
Nothing. I shouldn't say that because I should announce on the podcast just for everybody out there that needs, like, a website built. I am officially building websites for people if you would like to. And I am creative sometimes, but, like, I don't know if I would have come up with that CD idea.
No, but I can confirm that Danny is extremely creative.
So, yeah, if you have,
can build a great website.
If you have a business and you need a website built, I'm your gal. I've built on all the platforms, so I'm seasoned. I'm, you know.
You know where to find her, at Coley Avenue on Insta. Shoot her a DM.
You can find me at Coley Avenue. You could send me an email, danny@coleyavenue.com. You can, you know, send me a smoke signal. You could call Brandy. You could, you know, do all the things. You know where to find me. I do have a website that I'm building for my branding business that builds websites, so, you know, stick around for that. If you follow me at Chloe Avenue, you'll see it on my Instagram eventually.
Yeah, just
probably, like, this week sometime.
Yeah, you should follow each of us individually. We keep you in the in on what's going on.
You know, I have not posted on my social media in so long, and I was going to made it kind of like an announcement.
Haven't. Yeah, you haven't posted.
You know, to be honest, I have not done. I hate to tell you this, having to maybe put a big cramp on my fucking style.
It really did. It, like, really did, Rowan.
Yeah, thanks, Rowan.
By the way, she is adorable, everybody. Just, oh, she's so cute.
I went to get coffee at the Dotted Daisy in Albion today, and my friend Betsy owns that place, and she's like, oh, how's being a mom, and blah, 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 blah. And because Betsy knows me, like, I'm always honest with her, and I'm like, honestly, it's great, but you know me, I had really low expectations, and she's like, yeah, you did. I was like, I know, I did. I really did. So it's been great. So wow. Rowan's great. But anyway, I am going to get to posting more on Coley Avenue, but I've been working on getting my website built for my branding business so that I can build websites. I'm still blogging, still doing all that stuff. It's just been like everything is just like the bottom of the totem pole right now.
That's
it's
a lot.
I was helping my sister for a few weeks while during her busy season, so that obviously took up a lot of my time too. But, you know, just keep them busy. World's still turning.
You have had, like, a very busy, like, 2 months in particular.
Yeah, and it's frustrating sometimes when you're busy doing things that don't really progress your own stuff forward. But, like, there are just things that, like, you know, need to get done, and that's fine. Like, everybody has a season and everything like that. But, like, I really am excited to kind of just focus on, like, my own stuff for a while.
It is weird sometimes, like, you look back and you're like, wow, it's just been, like, 3 months, and I feel like I've just been, like, going through the motions of life kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, nothing overly exciting or overly whatever has happened. You're just kind of like, huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's crazy.
Life is weird.
And if you – and, like, honestly, one of the things, like, just like maybe as like a little PSA slash motivation slash whatever you want to call it for people out there that are trying to do a thing and maybe like are second guessing themselves. Like, my biggest advice to everybody is just to be consistent. Always be consistent in what you do. Because if I were to be have been consistent with like my blog for like the last 87 years I've had this bitch going, think of how big I would be if I would have just stayed consistent. Huh. But I am the type of person that gets in my own head a lot. And it's frustrating for myself. But also because, like, I look back and, like, I see the people that, like, started blogging at the same time I did. Because, like, you know, you make friends in, like, the blogging world. And, like, I see how big they are because they just stayed consistent. Who knows if they're putting out good shit or not? Like, honestly, I don't fucking know. I very rarely read
sometimes
a lot of blogs.
Sometimes I feel like people are just putting out shit and they're...
And they, but they're just consistent about it. Consistent. So, like,
consistently putting out shit.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you're out there trying to do a thing, just be consistent. And, you know, the only thing in life that... the only way you learn is if you just do. Like, you have to do in order to, like, see if it, you know. It's like you gotta throw the spaghetti at the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah.
So, that's my advice for everybody.
I love it.
Yeah. So, anyway, drink of the week this week is we are officially cracking the VUCO. I don't know why I like it.
Yeah, it was like you got a loogie in there.
You got a hairball.
Yeah, what you got going on?
I actually snuck my cat into Brandy's house.
Dead. I'm dying now.
She didn't. I didn't. Not she didn't.
Burning the house down.
Brandy and I have been doing this fun thing lately where when we come to podcast, we talk for an hour before we actually get onto podcast and we drink the entire time. So by the time we actually get to podcasting, we're like a bottle of champagne deep.
Whoops.
Last week, I was so angry at you on Thursday. Really nice rosé, and then I bought that fucking shitty bottle of Moscato that I made Bernie drink with me. Because, you guys, when I'm not done drinking, I'm not done drinking, okay?
And it was like, she didn't even care. It was terrible. Like,
no, I was just like, wanted to keep the party going.
I literally tried to stop drinking, and you were like...
I made her get a new cup. She put, like, wrappers in her cup. I was like, no, bitch, get a new cup.
Yeah, I was, like, trying to, like, subtly.
It's what, just like that.
What it
subtly? Subtly? Well, there's a B in there.
Yeah, subtly. Yeah. Subtly. It's a silent B.
Wow,
that was very hard for me today.
I will never forget this. That one time that our friend Michelle was over here, and it was me, Brandy, and Michelle, and Brandy, like, wanted us to fucking leave, so she started just, like, cleaning her kitchen counter.
It's fine. I'll mop around you if you're not going to get the fuck out. Love you. Bye.
That was like last week. Right? Brandy's like, I'm ready to go. And we just like, we're in her work, in her office. And she's like, literally just like, we just keep migrating to like closer to the door, like room to room to room. And I'm just like, oh, you want to sit here now? Great.
Danny's like, oh, I love these chairs. They're so comfy. I was like, that's by the door. Danny.
Yeah. This is where you need to fucking leave, bitch.
Just kidding. It was fun.
It was not fun the next day. I was miserable.
I was like, oh. Why, Danny?
You know, sometimes it's because I was pregnant for like a million years, I felt like, and I just been making up for all the drinking this summer.
You know what the problem? So tonight, luckily, we started recording later, so I actually ate dinner before. So I know this is really bad. Hate away. I don't give a shit. I don't eat all day until supper. I eat like one meal a day. And so usually the nights we record, I've eaten nothing. Mm-hmm. Maybe like last week we had some cashews and candy. So I was just like barely hanging on by sugar and bullshit.
Yeah.
While consuming copious amounts of alcohol.
Yeah.
I did not feel good.
Yeah.
So I just came home, chugged a bunch of water and ate.
Yeah.
My infamous cheesy roll-ups. Delish.
I had one of those for lunch today, and God, it made me fucking nauseous.
Really?
I honestly think I have a dairy intolerance, but I just can't stop the dairy.
You can't quit that. It's good. No. It's good shit.
Yeah. So anyway, back to drink of the week this week is Veuve Clicquot. This is a celebratory bottle for us. We've actually had this bottle forever.
We bought this bottle before we even recorded the very first podcast. Like, yes. We went and bought a bunch of champagne to have everything on hand.
Yeah.
And we quickly realized that we could not, in fact, afford to drink Veuve every week.
Yeah, no.
So we did buy a lot of, you know, under $10 bottles of Prosecco. I can tell you what the good ones are and what the bad ones are that I consumed prior to Danny giving me COVID. up until like, and then here in the past recent like 6 months could do that.
Sorry about that. Sorry about you.
Sorry, not sorry.
So this week we decided that we're going to kind of reminisce on the last 100 episodes. And I mean, like, yes, one part of the last 100 episodes is the fact that we did get COVID.
We did get COVID.
From recording an episode of the podcast.
We absolutely did. Yeah. That was wild.
It was wild. It was, you know, good time.
That was weird.
So we were kind of, or before we got on here, we were kind of just like looking over our Instagram. Because I bet it's like the most accurate, like, summary of our podcast. We do have a website, pressforchampagnepodcast.com. It's not always updated, but we do have one if you ever like want to like refer to that too. But like our podcast Instagram has like the most accurate information. So we were just kind of like going over things, but I thought like it'd be fun to go over like our favorite drinks.
There's been some shitty ones and there's been some really good ones.
There has been some shitty ones.
I just know hands down what my favorite drink was of all time was the Scroppino. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but it had the lemon sorbet in it.
Oh, yeah.
It was so freaking good. There was, like, vodka, I think, champagne. It was, like, literally within the first couple of months.
Yes, I do remember that one. I
loved it.
That one was good. Another one that we had, like, the first few was that strawberry, let me see, I just had it, hold on. It was the strawberry jalapeno something.
Oh, that one was so good too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Man, I just had it. Where the fuck did it go? But it was delicious. Here it is. Found it again.
Oh, I just found
strawberry champagne tequila fizz. So honestly, if you add tequila to anything, it's legit. So those were like some of our first few drinks that were. But you know what? One I always remember is that Paloma Mimosa. God, that was good.
Also, that one was really good too.
Oh my gosh, you guys! The amount of good drinks that we had were bomb.
Yeah, I think some of the very first ones, because I'm just looking at the Instagram. We had the jalapeno one, and then 2 weeks later was the Scroppino.
Oh my god. The very first time Cousin Katie was on the podcast and we had the fucking Diet Coke and wet red wine.
Oh my god. Okay. Did you know that's a thing?
Yes.
That's a thing in Spain.
Oh, well, okay, that's weird.
It's, yeah.
Oh, when we had Elizabeth Breck on the first time, the lemon drop martini was fucking delicious. But I think, was that just a regular lemon drop martini or did we add champagne in that?
I thought we added champagne.
We must have. That was delicious. But there were some misses, for sure.
One of the misses, if I remember correctly, was there was like a lime sorbet, sherbet, however you want to say it, in it, and it looked so freaking gross. Like, it tasted gross. It was, ugh.
One of also the misses. Oh yes, the Grinch, wasn't it?
Yes, it was the Grinch. It was so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. The one that we had with absinthe.
Oh my god.
But if we're talking about favorite episode, I think that might be my favorite episode.
I don't even know what happened.
I just saw it past that absinthe drink. I gotta tell you guys what episode that was, because that was probably by far my favorite. I don't know if I've laughed so hard my entire life. Okay, episode. Oh, we didn't put the episode on here. Well, it was October 1st, 2020. So
things got really weird. Like really weird.
It was so good, you guys. I mean, not the drink. The episode was so good. The drink was like, we kept drinking that shit though.
We both were crying.
One of the things that I will say, we are dedicated to our craft.
If that's what you want to call it.
That is exactly what I want to call it. The Berry Blast Mimosa that we had was not good either. It was purple. I don't know what was in it.
I can't remember that one.
I showed her a picture and it's like purple, but it was like just not it.
Some of my favorite episodes have just been drinking plain old champagne, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. God, there's been
some... I have grown, thanks to this podcast and these nights. That was my mukbang of
your ASMR.
We're in a new space here tonight, so we're just adjusting.
Yeah, we are actually in Brandy's living room tonight. We're normally in our office. Well, you know, that's the thing. Like, the podcast is, we started in Brandy's basement. And then we moved to the main floor, and then we moved to the law office because we were doing a lot of
WebEx and Zooms, during COVID.
So it was just easy. Because I live out in the country, my Wi-Fi is not always the best, so it's easier. But if you are in a Zoom call, in order for us to use our mics and, be able to hear us.
Like, in two separate rooms.
Yeah, we had to be in separate rooms. But, so it just made more sense to be at her office rather than her home. So now we're back in her living room. But Brittany had some new chairs, so we're literally just, winging it tonight.
Yeah, we're just, hanging out.
Yeah, it's
very cozy tonight in here, I feel like.
It really is. It's like the good old days.
This is like the good old days.
Yeah, so I would say our first year drinks were pretty legit.
And just to be clear, we did a whole we really went in that first year with the drinks. We would take turns buying ingredients, and they would be fresh fruit, fresh jalapenos,
and we do little videos on how to make them.
Yeah, Danny was really into the recording of stuff, which I had no idea.
I'm all about content. Content is king, being consistent, like I said earlier. But you guys, here's a fun fact. We got really fucking busy as the podcast got on. Because we started this podcast during COVID. It was kind of a pre-COVID idea. Then when COVID hit, we're like, fuck, we literally have nothing to do because it's COVID. That's when we really dove into the podcast and started it and got it off the ground. So we had a lot more free time. But now as life became back to normal.
Danny had a baby.
Yeah, Brandy doesn't live in Albion all the time. So, life just got a little busier for both of us. So we haven't had the time. And plus business got busier for both of us. Mm-hmm. So
I would say work in the past 2 years for me has exponentially increased.
And so and for me, where I'm trying to transition out of what I was doing and transition into a new business, which has been honestly better for me. It's just like anything, when you start in something, it takes a lot of time and energy and effort and honestly brain power.
Yeah, and it's just, it on top of work and home, there's all these, as we get older, it's when I'm not here, it's more difficult for me to see my grandparents, who mm-hmm. I still have both my grandmothers, and I'm really lucky to have that. But I feel guilty the older I get, when I'm not making effort to go, run to Grand Island or do whatever, see family members or visit or make those phone calls. And so when you have one night every week that is just out, it's tough.
It's
just really tough.
It is a commitment. And plus it's I don't know about you, but this is how I am. When you have something that's on your calendar, it's oh fuck, I got this thing. Even though it's a fun thing.
Right.
It's always oh fuck, I got this thing.
Yeah, it's still a commitment.
Yeah, it's always okay, well, I gotta do this. So sometimes it's not oh, I'm gonna, not that, it's not oh, I'm just gonna go hang out with Brandy. It's oh, I gotta go hang out with Brandy. And then we gotta fucking, put on our monkey suit for an hour, dance, monkey dance.
Everybody's but are you dancing?
Yes, we are. This is us. This is us performing. Oh my God. But speaking of, I was thinking about the evolution of the podcast from 2020 to now. But so 2020, those first solid episodes were so fucking hilarious because literally we were I don't know, naive to what we were saying, I guess. But I just laid it all out on the line with all of my dating past.
I feel like we were almost polar opposite because the first couple of months, and everybody's probably yeah, you prude. I was so worried who was going to listen or hear anything mm-hmm. or see. So I was pretty reserved, yeah. I feel in what I was sharing to a certain extent.
And I wasn't.
But I mean, I even felt so weird, hearing my own voice
yes.
on the podcast. It's just such a weird thing. You were so used to doing social media and, yeah. Posting things and, interacting with people, outside of your normal, hi, I'm on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this cool place I'm at, or, yeah. Here's my family. Which is what I was used to doing, and you had been at another level for a long time, and so for me it was just it was a lot. Everybody likes or is okay with attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
To a certain extent, but it was definitely outside my yeah. comfort zone a lot.
You guys, I want the attention on me all of the time.
And I'm just like,
it's all about me.
Like, I'll take the picture.
Yeah, no, so, like, I was never afraid of, like, I've always been so outspoken and so outgoing. I've always told, like, way more than the truth that I needed to. Like, I've always been, like, so, like, hey, hey, I'm Danny. You want to know all about all the guys I slept with and, like, whatever. You know, like, I've always just been, like, over the fucking top. Like, here's my life story. But that's Do you want to be best friends?
But that's why people love you.
Well, it's also why people don't like me, too. But then,
as not everybody's cup of champagne.
That's true. As the podcast went on, and like I would like go out in the town, in the community, like where we live, and the most random people would be like, "Yeah, listen to the podcast." I was like, "You do?" And like a lot of people was like men. I was like, "You're not my demographic. Like, stop listening to our. I mean, like, download,
but
stop
listening to our podcast." That's the part that I was just like, "Okay, like it's like
I will never
like the random people who listened and like." I love it. Like, yeah. And then I just realized, like, I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. Like, I really don't. Like, yeah. We're, like, in some weird way, like, we're all the same. And mm-hmm. We all have, like, weird freaking stories and embarrassing things that happen. And I think that's why we started doing the podcast. Was, like, to, like, mesh these groups and, like, network and kind of, like, make these connections with people mm-hmm. from all over. And, I mean, I don't think we did it, like, on a major scale by any means in the past couple of years, but like even a little bit, like it's just been kind of like a fun thing.
For sure. I think so too. I will say that after I had Rowan and I was trying to find a legit, I'm quoting here, guys, my legit job. You guys, I've ran my own business for so many years, but like when I had Rowan, like I honestly kind of got like scared of like, can I continue to run a business and raise a child? Can I continue to do this without that and all these things? That is when I thought that maybe this, like, podcast would come back and, like, bite me in the ass because I've literally shared my entire sex life, my entire 32 years of sex on this podcast. And I thought these potential employers are going to hear this podcast and think that she's not hireable. Hey, you guys, guess what? I never took a job that I was offered while I was in the hiring process because, like, to be honest, I was like, I don't know if I want to fucking work for you. And the one job that I actually did want to get, they gave it to someone else. So I mean, like, well, fuck you guys. But so I'm starting my own job. So my new boss, me, doesn't give a shit what she shares on this podcast.
And honestly, if there is a potential employer out there who's listening to these podcasts, thank you for the download. And you have way too much fucking time on your hands.
Yeah. And if you're wondering about any of the men that I've had sex with that I've discussed in the previous episodes, hit me up. I'll let you know who they are.
She literally will.
Oh, yeah, I got no shame.
I will still use code names for everybody.
Oh my gosh. It was just like
for legal reasons. Joking.
Everything about like those first, I mean, like even now, but like especially like those first, like that first year, the first like episodes where like we were literally just like talking about like the shit show that was our dating lives. And like honestly, I think that if I was a single woman, like love you, Michael, not trying to like get a divorce or anything, but like if I was a single woman, like we would have had so much more content to share because like my pre-marriage dating was honestly wild.
You had way more wild stuff than I had.
Maybe you're just not sharing with the class.
There's probably a few things that I haven't shared with the class.
See, that's not me, you guys. I share everything. I literally am an open book because I honestly don't know how to, like, not share. It's like almost like it's like if I feel like if I don't tell you every single fact about, like, every single thing, I feel like I'm being dishonest.
I mean,
my mom told me one time that like the best piece of advice that someone ever gave her was, you don't have to say everything that you think. And I was like, wow, that's rude.
You're like, but Ma, you never told me. You told me the lesson, Mom.
That's rude, Mom. Like, I can't believe someone said that to you. I'm sorry.
No, I think that's probably where I'm just like, I'm like, there'd be too much explaining for a lot of things for me that I'm just like, bleh.
Yeah,
it's just a lot.
So, Brandy, over the last few 2.5 years, who's been your favorite guest?
Oh, God.
Cousin Katie.
I mean, I love my cousin Katie. So
But she's not really a guest for you because she's family, so it probably doesn't feel like a guest.
Yeah, like, honestly, I know everybody just thinks that's, like, Katie putting on a show and that, like, that is literally
her life.
Every, like, family event. Like, mm-hmm. That's just her. Like, she's a goddamn crazy person. Like, I don't know what to say. I love her. Just crazy cousin Katie.
No, she's the best.
And she's hilarious. I also think it was just fun to have, like, our friends on who came on. Like, just because a lot of them had never been on a podcast, and so it was something fun and different to mm-hmm. do. And it's always, you know, fun to ask your friends questions about their personal.
For sure. I think that, like, Shayna shared a lot of good information when she's been on. First about sorority life, and then about her job as a recruiter for businesses, which I think is, you know, like, the whole point about, like, Brittany kind of mentioned before, the whole point of us starting this podcast was to talk about, like, real life things that maybe women go through that they think that maybe other people are not going through. Because that's always been my life. I've always felt like I'm going through everything alone. Like, literally nobody knows exactly what I'm going through. But then as I get older, I realize, like, literally everybody's going through the same thing I am at different stages of their life. So, like, that was kind of like that. We wanted to, like, open that curtain of being like, hey, people are looking for a job, or people are trying to have babies, or people are going through financial hardships, or people are doing whatever. And I think that's kind of like the message we've been trying to portray through this podcast, but through, like, a humorous way. Sometimes we've hit it and sometimes we've missed it. Like, there's definitely been guests I'm like, ooh, that was kind of a turd.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone has been, like, the most amazing, you know, or, like, hit the target.
Yeah.
But I would say I'm going to stick with, you know, Cousin Katie, friends. And then I think there have been three other guests who have, like, really stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Wendy Ezel with yes. Fertile Affirmations. Like, her personality, like, the vibes, her information, mm-hmm. her message, I just, like, I personally follow her, and the podcast follows her as well. Mm-hmm. She's just great. Like, I love the information she shares. She is a wealth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is, I've been losing names okay. all day, so just...
Oh, yeah. Brandon was trying to tell me a story. I asked her a question earlier today about something. We had a meeting earlier today about, you know, we're on a board that Brandon and I volunteer on. So when I came in here today, I said, hey, I have, like, a follow-up question for something we were talking about at noon. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, who is the person? She's like, you know, because she dates so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, Brandon, I don't even remember this person's name. So how am I supposed to know who the fuck she dates?
I was like, you know, the thing over by that person who's related to, starts with the letter... Nah.
And I'm just like, whoa, bro, like...
We got it. We yes, got it we eventually, it but we, it took about 15 minutes.
Yeah, we had all came back around. So, I brought her up.
She does Allison Lombatis.
Okay.
With the outfit clothes, formulas. Yes. Honestly, follow her. Just, like, great tips. Like, yes. just very, like, approachable, like, yeah. nonsensical. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one... I'm going to forget her name. She did the paranormal.
Oh, yes.
She was super. I follow her, too.
I got to find her.
Very, very interesting.
God, what was her name? Now I got to go back, you guys. Got to go back and find out.
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
I know. God, that was a good one, though.
She was, yeah.
And it was even better because we did that episode, obviously.
Kitsy.
What was her last name? Duncan. Kitsy Duncan. She was good. We did that episode in October, November timeframe, and I was at my sister's store because at that time, like, this was another Zoom interview, obviously, and I was hoping that my sister had better Wi-Fi connection than I did. And
oh my God, I would have been so creeped out.
It got dark yeah. in there because it was like
downtown, empty.
Oh, so creepy. So creepy.
She has, if anybody is just curious now, she does have shows on YouTube for sure, like 30 minute. Like, mm-hmm. this shit's wild. Like,
and she was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I was in an old house recently, like just looking at architecture and stuff. And I swear to God, there was, like, something in there. And I thought to myself, like, where's Kitsy? Because I feel like she come in here and...
That's hilarious.
Suss it out, you know?
So, a couple of my favorite people was, number one, Raquel Benita.
Oh, my God. I forgot about her. Yeah, she was great.
Bozzy. Body positivity is what I was going to say. Yeah. She was great. I loved Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
I love having Gina on, Gina Ehlers, with the Botox. Yes. I always feel like when people can educate you a little bit more on Botox, whether you want it or not, it's great. You do you. But like,
sorry to anybody I left out, because these are all great ones. It's been 100 episodes.
For sure, for sure, for sure. I know this is kind of falls into the friend category, but I'm getting shout her out anyway. Elizabeth Breck, my friend Beth, who's been on twice. Author, buy her books, Elizabeth Breck. You can find them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever.
You can listen to them like me.
Yes.
Very
honestly,
good.
Buy her books. I will say this too, with the people that we've had on that, we've never really had anybody on that's necessarily like, you know, like selling something. I mean, everybody's selling themselves, okay? Like everybody has something that, you know, that they're kind of like coming on the podcast for. But Elizabeth does have physical books that you can purchase that are really, really good. And every time you buy a book from Elizabeth, or anybody, but whatever, but from Elizabeth, like, it really helps her. Like, this is her business, this is what she does. Like, even if you don't want to read it, gift it to someone. Like, these things make a difference. And I think that's, like, the biggest thing that maybe that sometimes I think we could have portrayed more is, like, when you purchase something from somebody, like one of the guests that we've had on, it really makes a difference in their lives. You know, so, I mean, like, always, if you know someone that did a thing, just buy the thing.
And I also think, just something that I've learned that you've kind of preached since we've started, and like, this is your world, I'm just living in it, right? is, you know, just interacting on social media and following people. I'm not saying you have to follow every single person, because I, you know, I limit the amount of people I follow and the types of things I'm consuming. And I do occasionally go through and like edit.
I do too.
Those, because I'm, you know, getting too much of things I don't need, or encouraging bad behaviors, like purchasing things I don't need. But, you know, I think following people that are like-minded and that you support their cause or you support their business or whatever, honestly, a follow and a like, it behooves me how often people scroll through a post and just don't hurt it. Like, it literally is a thumb. It's just a... Like, it took nothing as you scrolled. Like, actually, you can like it as you scroll down. Like, it's one swift motion.
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot. And, like, those things make a difference for sure. And it is honestly the little things. But especially when you're engaging with, like, a content creator or someone that's trying to build their life on social media.
Right.
The metrics, the social media metrics of just, like, the comment, the whatever, the save make a difference. Another one that I really, really enjoyed our conversation was Dana and Bridget from Wellness Lately. And they have a really great podcast. They're doing a really great thing. I loved our conversation with them.
That was probably one of the biggest highlights of the past 2 years, especially when it was like COVID and a lot of lockdown, when we weren't getting great person, like in-person social interaction. We met so many people during that time over Zoom that were, like, very accomplished, super interesting people that we would not have met outside of that, like, scenario.
For sure, for sure. I think that also, if we're talking about guests specifically, my three favorite episodes would be when my husband came on.
Oh, that was a good one. My mama really liked you, Michael.
I know. She's Tracy. She's like, oh, you need to be nicer to him. He's fine, Tracy. But the second two, I was gonna say, my mom and your mom. I had the most fun with them.
Yeah. Yes. I did have fun with them.
And my sister, God, I'm sorry. Sorry, Michelle, love you. My sister came on too. That was great. You know, like, it's just like when we have people on that you can just like talk to and like connect with, it's always fun. And, like, the thing is, like, again, kind of harping back to what we were talking about, when you have, like, a friend, family member that owns a business that's selling, honestly, if they're selling, like, fucking press-on nails, if they're doing whatever, throw them a bone. Buy the $5 press-on nails.
Some press-on nails. All of my jam.
Yeah. So those are, like, some favorite guests. Like, those are just highlights.
I forgot about our moms. And you know what's kind of cool is, like, we're always going to have that. Like, we'll always have those episodes. I learned so much. Like, my mom getting a belly dancer. Like, what? So, fun fact. This Friday, I'm taking off work because my grandma's having a garage sale. And she wanted some help.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was like, YOLO. You know, life is short. So, I'm taking off work to go sit at a...
Down in GI?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to hit up this garage sale.
She's probably got some good shit.
Oh my god,
she's got some wild shit. I'll text you if there's anything good.
When's your dad's next milestone birthday? Because we need to get him a belly dancer.
Oh, my dad might be the belly dancer. but I might ask Grandma Dolores about the belly dancer.
Oh my god, you have to ask her. So is Dolores your dad's mom?
Yes.
Okay, and she's they yes. Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fine.
Betty Lou is Tracy's mama, okay. And then Dolores is my dad's.
That mom. Is hilarious.
But I had no idea. And also, I literally thought that my mom's house as a child got like shook up by the mob. It was not. It was just the neighborhood kids. I don't know what kind of stories they were telling us as kids.
Wow. But isn't it funny the things that you, like, then, like, tell other people and then, like, your parents, like, that never fucking happened.
Right. Or just the weird things. Have we talked about Wanda the Witch?
Did we? I don't know.
I don't know. But my mom and dad used to be, well, they used to threaten to take us to Boys Town. No hate, no shade if you've been there. Like, we've all been through some shit, right?
Oh, for sure.
But if we were being naughty, they would threaten to take us to either A, Wanda the Witch's house when we were younger. And so what that would be is they would just, you know, like on the way to Grand Island, they'd see like the shittiest house in Central City or mm-hmm. wherever. And they would just pull in the driveway and be like, get out.
Oh, my God. You guys were terrible children.
They're like, you're at Wanda's. This is where she lived. And we'd be like, no, don't leave us here. This is so scary. We'll be good. We'll be good. They'd be like, you better be good or we're going to drop you off on the way back. Terrified, right?
That's hilarious.
Or as we got older, they threatened to take us to Boys Town, which for those of you who aren't in Nebraska, mm-hmm. it is a national program, but it's like a home for children. Troubled youth,
yeah.
Yeah, all kinds. Yeah. And one time it got so bad they made us go in the house and pack a bag, load it in the car, and they literally drove us to Boys Town.
Oh, you guys are shitty kids.
Oh, they like just opened the door and they're like, get out, get your bag. I was like, oh shit.
That's hilarious. I'm fucking dead. Your parents are amazing.
So scary. But anyways, I told some little kids about Wanda the Witch recently and they got so scared they started crying.
Oh my god!
Like when they got home, they were very, very scared, and I had to apologize to their parents.
Never letting you babysit.
Yeah, they were like, don't ever scare a kid like that again. I'm like, Brian and Tracy did it all the
time. Sorry. I fucking did. I would say from my mom's interview, the thing that shocked me the most, I had never heard, like, my mom is a pretty open book. Like, I don't learn to be this open from nobody, okay? Like, my mom and I are, like, pretty similar. But when my mom told me that when she grew up, she wanted to be a mom, like, that was, like, the thing, like, that's what she wanted.
That shocked me.
Fucking shocked you. I was her child. I was like, Mom, I don't know if that's what you wanted to be when you grew up.
But that, I thought that was really sweet, actually. Like, yeah. I thought that was really sweet.
I thought it was very indicative of the atmosphere that she grew up in. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, my mom has always been a woman of before her time where if she would have expressed, like, I just want to be a career woman, like, she would have probably got a little bit of, like, hate and shade from, like, especially our family. You know, my grandparents were very traditional, very old school, very, like, you know, the wife stays home, the man works, you know, like, this, my grandparents were very, very traditional. So for my mom to, if she would have expressed, like, I just want to, like, go out there and, like, have a career, my grandma probably would have been like, okay, Marilyn. And, like, give her, like, the fucking eye roll.
Okay.
You know, so, like, I always thought that was, like, super interesting that, like, that's what she wanted to be because, like, obviously, like, I was raised by her and great mom. Like, I love my mom. Mom, love you because I know you're listening. But, like, that's never what I would have, like, guessed. Like, so many things. If my mom would have expressed to me, like, if I would ask that question and be like, Mom, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would have thought, like, because my mom went to school for psychology when I was
amazing.
Yeah. So I would have thought, like, psychologist or, you know, something in maybe, like, animal science. Like, you know, my mom grew up on a farm, so maybe something more of, like, in the farming industry. I don't know. I
totally see your mom being, like, a psychologist.
Oh, yeah.
You know what my favorite part of that is that, obviously, your mom lives
in Virginia.
Yeah, far mm-hmm. away. And we did that episode, and then shortly thereafter was your baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, I felt like I knew her. Yes. You know, like, it was, she's so sweet. She's so warm. It was so fun.
That is one of the things that I probably admire most about my mom that she's given to me is the ability to talk to anybody and to make any situation, oh, Brady's going to open another bottle, to make any situation kind of like the best situation.
That,
like,
was the best mukbang.
That was really good. I'm not going to lie. But, like, you know, like, the thing is about my family, and this is, like, one of the things I'm most proud of being, like, my mother's daughter, is she has, no matter what, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, no matter what your background, no matter anything, anybody and everybody has always been welcome in my mom's house. Like, it does not matter if you're rich, you're poor, you're ugly, you're pretty, you're whatever. It does, like, nothing like that ever mattered to her or anybody else in my family. This is very, like, a very big family tradition is, every single person is always welcome. Always, 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 always welcome.
She's very warm. Very warm personality. Yeah.
Makes you feel comfortable. And, like, that's, like, always the thing. And that's, like, what I try to, like, inspire now in my own life is, like, if you come over, you know, come on in. The door's always open. You know, you never need an invitation. Everybody's always welcome at my house.
Yeah, I don't have that policy. I'd like you to call before you show up.
I mean, there is a chance I won't have pants on, but come on in.
You don't like it, don't look.
Especially right now, you guys. I had a baby. It's not attractive.
I just, like, did not get, like, hot girl summer ready.
Mm-mm.
What is that?
Well, I mean, I guess it's always hot girl, you know, summer.
My dad always tells me, he's like, Brandy, it's the shit's getting old. In the past 6 months, like, I got tailbone problems. Like, locks up as I'm walking. I got to do, like, fucking toe touches trying to stretch it out.
I'm dead.
I got toe issues again. I'm going to have another operation this year on my toes. Thank you to the high heels I wear.
Yeah. That, it's a bitch being a woman.
Oh, my God. The cellulite on my ass has, like, quadrupled. The little belly, the little pooch I got, like, I'm just like, what the,
but Brittany, you ain't this? Never had a pooch until you had a baby. That is a pooch.
This is from fucking pasta and Oreos. Oh. Like, you did something productive. I did not. There is a difference.
Yes, for sure.
I'm a piece of shit.
Okay, back to, well, yeah, I just, okay.
That's true.
Okay, I agree.
I'm not offended.
No. I was
bit,
like,
a little bit, but it's, well, like,
I'm just kidding. I didn't mean, like, okay. I was just, like, ready to change the subject and that. Kind of
just, I'm just saying, it's, like, it's tough.
That was a really bad segue. So, Brittany, you're not a piece of shit, but, however.
Tell us.
What was your favorite topic that we've talked about on this podcast?
Ugh.
I just can't get over that. I was like, you're a piece of shit. Yeah, you are.
Bye, bitch. Bye. God. You know, I would say that... Oh, God, there's been a lot of good topics.
I will say some of my favorite topics have been, like, the inappropriate things that, like, have happened in our lives. Like, I will never forget the first episode where I unintentionally announced that my boyfriend, not at that time, but, like, a former boyfriend of mine put his dick on Craigslist.
You've had some, like, really funny shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, there has been some things that have happened in my life that I was like, damn, like, I can't believe that happened to me. Like, yeah, the morning I woke up when I was living in San Diego, I woke up after a night of drinking with some girlfriends in a very strange person's home, and there was a completely empty, what should be a living room, but it was completely empty, but there's only a camera on a tripod, and I was all alone. I was like, where the fuck is everybody at? But my girlfriend's, like, went to sleep upstairs, but I had, like, I went, because you know me, I'm a grandma.
What the fuck?
I didn't tell this on the podcast?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so. I was drunk if you did.
My roommate at the time... And I and another friend of ours, we're all three Marines.
How'd you leave this out?
I don't know. All three Marines went out. We went actually out with another Marine friend, quote unquote friend, guy with us. So it was four of us, three girls, one guy. We all went out, like, downtown San Diego. I think we were in PB, actually, Pacific Beach. And we all went out.
I'm like, yeah, PB. I had no idea what that meant.
We were out on Pacific Beach. We went down there and we were drinking out of this bar. And my roommate met a guy who had really great teeth. And he said...
Okay, I am really into good teeth and good eyes. Yes. Like, it's a thing.
And he said he was a dental assistant, but you guys, he had a high-end tight, so we're like, bitch, you're a Marine, but whatever. We're like, we gotcha. You can tell us whatever the fuck you want. We went back to his...
You could tell us you're Jesus Christ. We'll believe.
We went back to his quote-unquote house that had no furniture. but a tripod in the living, like in the.
He was ready to shoot a porno.
Yes. So then we went, but like there was a couch in one of the areas because
I'm sure there was a couch and a bed around the corner.
Because I was like, I gotta take a little napsy poo, so I just went and laid down. My other two girlfriends were and the guy that we were with and the guy that quote unquote dental assistant were all still up partying. So I wake up in the morning, of course, at the buttest crack of dawn, and I'm like, don't know where the fuck I am. Where the fuck are all my friends? My phone was probably dead. Who knows? Like, and
she was in Danny's trunk, unbeknownst to her.
So then,
this sounds like another Elizabeth Brex so book then, coming out.
Finally, my roommate comes downstairs at this house. I'm like, oh my God, thank God, where were you? She's like, oh my God, we had to lock ourselves in the bedroom last night. I was like, what? And you left me on the couch, you bitch?
Sorry, but we had to.
She's like, we got so freaked out. She's like, there's a tripod. I'm like, you bitch just left me on the couch.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
And our one friend that we knew there, this male Marine, mind you, that we were with, peaced out. Left three fucking women in a strange house with a fucking stranger.
I'm sorry, but you're a bad human.
Yeah. You guys, I went on a date with that guy once. And
wait, the guy who left you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what were you doing with him then?
Well, he wanted to go to a Padres game. I was like, this seems legit. But, like, he thought it was a date, and I thought it was just, like, friends hanging out. Oh. And, like, it was, like, a miscommunication.
Oh, my God. Isn't that the worst when you're like, oh. Like, yeah. You're, like, halfway into it, and you're like, oh, shit. You thought this was... Oh, I misread that.
Yeah, it was.
And you're like, I don't know how to backpedal.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So yeah, no. And then, so finally, you know, my roommate wakes up, my friend wakes up, we're hanging out. The guy, the dental, quote unquote, dental assistant wakes up, and I'm like, hey, our friend ditched us, so we're going to need a ride. And he gives us a ride. We get in his car, pearl white. It was like a Cadillac or something, like, or a Lexus, I don't know. But it had Lambo doors on it. Ouch. And the entire...
Danny, what are you doing?
No. That's not even the worst part, Brandy. The entire interior...
Ooh, it had lights.
Burberry. It was a Burberry plaid. The seats, the ceiling, everything was Burberry plaid.
I would pay so much money to see you getting in and out of Lambo doors with Burberry interior right Brandy. Now. Like, I am... dead. Brady. But also, my 2004 Brandy is so jealous right now.
Brandy, have you ever been so fucking hung over that everything fucking makes you want to puke? Have you ever gotten to a car with Lambo doors with Burberry plaid and all you think is like, I can't puke in this car right now, but this pattern is making it's me nauseous.
Do you remember the rapper Gucci Mane?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's playing in my head right now.
You guys, it was so much. I will never, ever forget this. We were at this house with no furniture. A couch. That was it.
Did anybody talk to the owner of the house after? Like, run porn?
So this, the quote-unquote dental hygienist or whatever the fuck this guy was, this was his friend's house, quote-unquote friend's house. So he didn't, this wasn't even his house. Like,
he just went over there?
There was nobody here. It was just us. There was nobody there.
No, I know, but like, he didn't own the house.
No, because his friend did. His porno star friend.
Did he live there?
You know.
That is like even weirder than the...
You guys, I will say this. When I was living in California, I was 18.
Sounds like a trap house.
I was 8.
You about to get trapped.
Yeah, I was like 18 to 22. 18 years to 22 years old.
Oh my God, Danny.
The amount of fucking shady ass shit that I did in San Diego and did not get fucking like sold into human trafficking is beyond me.
Don't hate the player. Hate the...
Told the story in the book. Honestly, sometimes I don't sell it because it's so ridiculous. It's like, is it even believable?
No. No, it's not.
He had a Burberry plaid interior on his Lambo door Cadillac or something.
You're like, who are you?
Yes.
Are you selling crypto in 2008?
This was like, I mean, okay, yeah, it was probably 2008. Was that?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What are you doing?
It was crazy.
That's so weird.
Wild. It was wild. My friend Kate, or my former roommate Katie, she lives in Atlanta now, so every time I go to Atlanta, I like hang out with her, and we just like reminisce about the good old days when we were young, wild, and carefree.
Yeah, there's been some times that I'm like, what the fuck were you doing?
And it just makes, I have a daughter now, and I'm thinking, like, don't do that.
Oh my God.
But also, have just as much fun as I did, because you guys, I had so much fucking fun in my 20s.
You know what? I had fun, but I feel like I didn't realize the amount of fun I could have because I was so scared of getting in trouble, which, newsflash, you can get in some serious trouble, cause some serious. So it was like,
yeah.
But like, I wish I would have just like taken it up a notch.
I don't think I was ever scared of getting in trouble. I was such, I would say this, props to my mom, but I was a really shitty teenager. Like, I was like, really like, oh mom, you're going to get mad? What are you going to do? Like, I was like a shitty teenager.
Oh, you were bad.
For sure. I was like, I had like an attitude.
I saw like a 14-year-old girl try to run out of the courtroom today from the law enforcement officers.
Okay, well, it wasn't quite that bad. Okay, I just had like a fucking attitude.
Can confirm did not end well for her, so do not recommend.
I mean, like, I hope I instilled that kind of confidence in my daughter, but also like the wherewithal to be like, hey, like, don't get blackout drunk in San Diego with your girlfriends, because at the end of the day, boo, like, you have to take care of yourself.
Here's the thing. In all fairness, I feel like, well, first of all, sorry, I'm going to take a step back. Here's a gift idea for everybody is Uber gift cards or Lyft gift cards. Because that, especially for college kids going off to college for graduation, mm-hmm. Uber and Lyft gift cards, don't drink and drive. Don't be, get home. Get home safe.
For sure. And I will say this also. I love that idea for, like, maybe, because, like, you know, like, my, you know, nieces, yeah, whatever. But if, like, if you have a parent, if you are a parent to a kid in college, like, just foot the fucking bill. Like, if you can. Obviously, don't put yourself in.
Uber and Lyft are a lot more accessible than taxis were when I, like, it was, we were broke as shit when we were in college.
But also, Uber and Lyft were not a thing when we were
My point was. Taking a taxi in Lincoln or Omaha when I was in college or law school was like very expensive. I mean, it was like $50, and you normally had to have cash to pay the cab at the end of the night. So that was like, who the fuck had $50 extra in cash to get home?
Yeah.
So like drinking and driving, I'm like not saying I did, but that's why you spent the night at places you should not have been spending the night at, is because you needed a place to stay. And so my point is that because you were like, nah, I can sleep in this sketchy dude's bed, or I can pay $50 to get home that I don't have.
In all fairness, we did take a taxi to that guy's house because none of us drove there because we were all fucking wasted.
But I'm guessing, to be fair, that the guy who paid for the cab was the guy who owned the house to get you there.
I'm not sure, really. I can't remember all the specifics, but you mean like...
I would put money on it.
But it could have been also been the guy that fucking left our ass there.
Because that's fair, but to be honest, and as a female, and for those of you who are moms of young girls, that's how manipulation happens. Yeah. It's like, oh, don't worry about it. I got the cab. Like, we'll get, you know, and then all of a sudden you're going to somebody's house and you're like, well, I guess this is where I'm staying tonight.
But I will say, I've always found myself in positions where someone's like, oh, I had to like lock myself in the room because we were freaked out, or I had to like whatever, and I'm just like, and I'm just like out here in like La La Land. Like,
yeah, luckily I have never been in a position where have I been in uncomfortable positions? 1,000,000%. Mm-hmm. But have I ever been like, I feel like even at my lowest drunkest point, have had the wherewithal to like stay with a friend or latch on to somebody who is not going to leave me.
I wonder what it's like to have that kind of like, I don't know, like discipline or like, you know, wherewithal and like.
To be honest, it's probably some of like having somewhat strict parents, mm-hmm. because there was always something in my head that was like, you know, this is a very poor decision, regardless of how drunk I was.
And like, again, now as a parent, like, I'm just like, oh my God, I hope my daughter never, but like the other part of me is like, God, I had so much fun. Like I hope that Rowan never has to experience some things that I do. But then again, I hope that she has like enough of my free spirit to be like, hey, we're just going to fucking do this. You
like,
know?
I hope my kids, if I ever have them, because we all know that my eggs are dried up. I hope that they're like extremely nerdy. This is just like my wish. I'm gonna try to.
My wish.
Yeah.
For you. Sorry. Exactly. Yes, I sang on another podcast recently, so you're welcome, everybody, for my beautiful voice.
Is that they're like super nerdy, like super into school, get into a really great college, go a little wild, mm-hmm. within reason.
Yeah.
and then, you know, do something great so they can pay for my nursing home care. For but sure. Like, I don't want them to be like, I don't want them to peak in high school is my point. Yes. Like, I want them to like really let loose in college and maybe more of a safe environment, even though college is somewhat unsafe. I'm just saying, like, I hope my like big, more of a controlled environment.
For Does sure. And my biggest fear always is that I never want to raise kids that are so confined in high school that so when they go to college, they're like, oh, I can just fucking let loose and let wild, and then they like flunk out like the first semester.
Right.
Like, you have to like let your kids fly a little bit while they're still in the nest so they know what are appropriate
boundaries. It's like boundaries. You let them have a little bit of leash.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But honestly, like, I know that, like, where I grew up in the town I grew up in, which is Spalding, like, Spalding always got a bad rap for drinking, which, but we did fucking drink a lot. Like, I drank a ton in fucking high school. And I'm not saying that was, like, the best for anybody involved. However, I sowed a lot of wild oats in high school. So by the time I went to the Marine Corps, I sowed a lot more. But I was also, like, I was a little bit older where it's, like...
She was getting down.
You guys, I... From, like, 14... Six, we'll say 16 for public record. 16 to like 25. I was really like just living my fucking best life, okay? Like partying, find a nice gentleman to accompany me for the evening.
Some of them not so nice. Shooting pornos in their friend's home. You know, driving Lambo door with a Burberry interior.
I wonder whatever happened in that car.
Nice gentleman.
Just very, very nice. Great teeth.
Wonder what the trade-in value was on that.
Oh, my God. But, you know, like, I would say, like, you have to, like, sow your wild oats, and you have to, like, let your kids sow their wild oats, but you need to do it in a way that's just, like, you know, for, like, you know, they're not going to, like, you know. I could have been dead in the living room the next morning. I'm not, you guys. I'm here.
But, like, also, I think you would have fought a little bit, so.
Not if I was, like, I literally passed out on the couch. Like, so, I'm sorry, Mom. I know you're listening. You don't want to hear this stuff. But, like, it was, like, I just, like, woke up this morning and was, like, oh, where the fuck am I? Oh, hey. I'm recalling what is happening.
Yeah, I don't think I had any time that I slept anywhere that I didn't know.
Oh, interesting.
Where I was.
That was not the first or the last.
But there were definitely times I was like, why did I sleep here?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
For sure. I will never forget. There's so many things I'll never forget. I honestly, like, I don't think episode 100 is the place to really open up all the old, all the, like, stories I've never told before. So, maybe not another time.
TBD.
But I would say this. That, like, honestly, telling some of these, like, fun stories that I've had in my life is fun for me. Like, I it makes me, like, realize, like, I did actually, like, live a life before I became, like, an old married woman.
You're not an old married woman.
Sometimes I feel like it, you guys. It's so fucking lame. I love my husband, and I love my life. I'm not trying to say that it's lame, but I'm just, like, sometimes, like...
As you get older, like, the craziness and excitement and the drama that you had from, like, 18 to 25 mm-hmm. is no longer in existence, and you do feel like you're kind of going day in, day out. Mm-hmm. So there's like these little sparks of joy, if you will, that yeah. you're like, that was a really fun weekend.
I was listening to a podcast the other day where it said men are the same at the age of 8 and at the age of 80. They're the same person. They literally do not change. They're the same. But women, literally every few years, they morph. They become like, you know,
we become fucking better.
Yeah,
no offense, like men, but like
we better with age. But men literally are like, I will. And this, that was a podcast I listened to. But there is a person that I know actually took my mom to prom. This man that said that men are always 12, no matter how old they are, they're always 12.
I can believe that.
Yes. So as we women age and we become like different versions of ourselves, like, you know, the person I was at 16 and the person I was at 18 and 21, like the person I was in the Marine Corps versus the person I was between the Marine Corps and buying my first business, and the person that I was between buying my first business and selling my, or like getting rid of my first business, and the person I was from marriage to motherhood, like that's literally like 8 different fucking people. Because, yeah. And I'm obviously still the same person, but like literally like my values have changed. What I give a shit about changes, who I give a shit about changed.
That's fair.
You know, like, there's just, like, so much. But, like, for example, for my husband, like, one of, like, the biggest points of contention when I was pregnant was, like, literally your life changed not one way or shape or form. Like, you can still drink. You can still do all the things that you want to do. And you're fine. But here I am just fucking, like, pregnant and miserable. And, like, I mean, I could drink, but, you know, it's frowned upon. I didn't drink while I was pregnant, you guys, which I thought I would be the woman that would have, like, a glass of wine, like, every once in a while, like, maybe in my third trimester, and I never did.
I'm not going to say I thought you would be somebody who would. I didn't know what you would do.
I
wasn't shocked.
Because in Europe, they drink the wine, which, like, in very European, obviously.
Very.
But, like, I never thought that I would be the person that I was, like, but, like, to be honest, even the times that I was, like, oh, I could really use a drink, it was just not appetizing to me when I was pregnant.
You had a rough go of it.
It's not fun. You guys don't recommend it. Rowan's great, though.
Oh, my. You guys, she is just, like, the prettiest little baby.
Anyway, back to our 100th episode. What other fun things? I mean, like, what other fun things have we talked about? What was your other highlights from 100 episodes?
Ugh. Honestly, I think some of just the ridiculous stories you told, because they're...
just me?
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like we got the...
I don't feel like I had any...
I will never. My favorite thing, though, probably was going to the bar locally one night and having some rando come up to me. He wasn't a rando. I mean, like, we both know this person, but, like, rando to the podcast. Like, it's just, like, some random person be like, I know who Blake is. And I was like, okay. Congratulations. You cracked the code. But so it's always fun for me to, like, to realize, like, when we were, like, talking.
Like, it's not that, like, it's not that hard. It's not like I'm out, you know, sleuthing like around with 80 people.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty easy to boil down.
It's always fun for me to, like, when we realize, we think we're, like, talking to Coder, we think we're, like, talking, like, secretively about people.
If you know, you know. Like, yes. It's, like, one of those things.
So, like, I think I talked about this more recently on the podcast where I was, like, I would always talk shit about, like, the person I dated before Michael.
They know.
And then I realized, like, it's not a fucking secret who the person I dated before Michael was. So, like, the fact that, like, his family no longer wants to speak to me because I've been talking shit about this person on the podcast for the last two years.
And they listened.
Awkward. Thanks for the download.
I think, well, I sort of disclosed last week, but, like, for the past 2 years, there's been somebody that I've been hanging out with.
You guys, the most annoying thing I've ever... This is the most annoying thing, okay? Not that I'm annoyed by Brandy, because I respect Brandy's privacy, and I always have. But when my friends, my, like legit, like, best friends would come up to me, like, why doesn't Brandy date anybody? Why isn't Brandy doing this? Why isn't Brandy doing this? And I have to be like, Brandy's fine, okay? Because literally this entire time we've had this fucking podcast, Brandy's like, I'm not dating anyone. I'm giving Brandy the look right now. I might go on a date. With who, Brittany? The same person you've been not dating for this entire time? Brittany's just laughing. Brittany, would you like to expose yourself to the world?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have been offered so many setups, which I appreciate. Like, don't get me wrong. Okay. I don't have a ring on my finger, so I'm always, you know.
Oh, yeah. Playing the game?
Sorry about it.
Is this all the clarifying that you would like to do?
Pretty much. I will, for those of you who have tuned in and you remember the person from my undergrad years that I made walk home from the Missouri River in Omaha to, like, 30th Street and Leavenworth, this is the same person.
That you have been not doing anything with for the last 2 years.
That I've not been in a relationship with yet.
Gotcha.
Cool, cool, cool.
I would say also one of my favorite episodes, not to, like, drastically change the subject, but was the episode that we did on, like, women role models. I think we did this after RBG died.
Yes.
And we talked about RBG, the movie on RBG.
Such a good movie.
Such a good movie. But also we talked about my great aunt Kate, who was just a phenomenal woman.
I, like, clearly remember... Well, also, I remember the Christmas party that you were in New York and found a neighbor boy.
I also remember... And you know what? Here's a fun fact. My mom, Danny has pulled a lot of tail.
If you guys have not picked up what she's laying down, she's pulled a lot of tail. This bitch, she knows how to lure them in and reel them in, you know?
But you guys, the key is, you do that, and then you drop them. Like, you don't keep them. You drop them.
Hot potato.
Yeah. But because my mom listens to this fucking podcast, she she commented on like the Instagram or messaged me or something. And she's like, that was not that guy's name. And I was like, oh, okay, mom.
Oh, well, shit.
We're not, sorry I got the name wrong. Like, I don't remember everybody I've ever slept with.
You're like, it's Code, Ma. It's Code.
And also, do you remember every name of every guy you've ever slept with?
Yeah, there's not a big list. Yeah. So.
Wow, Brandy. You guys, I don't.
I do.
Wow, you're perfect.
No, I'm not. Like, that's one of, you know, the regrets is you think...
No regrets.
No, I do think that that's one thing that, like, women... I think around here and just, like, society when we were growing up, it was, like, very, you know... And I know I'm talking religious beliefs and feelings aside. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much of this pressure to be, like, this... you know, virgin bride when mm-hmm. you marry. And in reality, like, we're getting married later and later in life. Like, hi, I'm going to be 36 this year. Like, sorry, mom and dad, I'm not a virgin, but
thanks for announcing it on podcast.
Yeah, I just
you
feel like PSI, everybody, I would like to formally announce that I am not, in fact, a virgin. Wow. Again, I would like to repeat, I am not a virgin.
Wow.
Thank you for that. But the point is that there's so much pressure on young women, and I feel like there was extra pressure mm-hmm. on us when we were young to you know, not explore, you know, your sexual being. And like, that is a part of who each and every person is. And of course, age appropriate, et cetera, et cetera, mm-hmm. safe sex, blah blah blah. I don't have to say it, but I think that, frankly, it's a part I, like, regret. Like, I was very committed at a young age to people and, like, loyal to people in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have been, you know.
Playing the game.
Should have been playing that game. I will say this.
If you're listening to this podcast, that means you were born. And in order to be born, somebody had to. Just letting you guys know. Letting you all fucking know. And I bet it wasn't missionary. Also, just throwing that out there.
Honestly, some people just... That's their go-to. And I think it's very, very sad.
It's so sad. But so, like, I agree
with you.
Cannot
remember the last time I've had missionary.
Like, the thing is that, like, I think is sad is, like, people put, like, oh, like, so much, like... stock in religion and blah blah blah, which is like totally you. I'm not trying to poo poo religion, but like I'm just letting you all know.
But are you poo pooing?
Well, you know, I'm just letting you all know that like it's okay to like live your life, like to have the sex that you want to have the relations that you want to have, and not have to conform to like what it is you're brought up as. Because I honestly think that like trying to live up to this like persona or stigma or whatever that you're, this pressure that you were. That you are given as maybe a child, or you think that you're given as a child, like it's a lot. Like it's okay to let it go. And I will say that that is one of the reasons that I've always been who I am, is I've never felt ashamed of just, I don't know, just like doing my thing. Like yeah. I shouldn't say never, because I mean, obviously I have.
No, but like, I am envious of that in you, because I didn't like hit that point in my life until probably like my late 20s, early 30s, where mm-hmm. I was like, nobody gives a fuck. Like,
yeah, nobody gives a shit.
A, it's nobody else's business.
Mm-hmm.
But B, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
And it, like, it took me that long just to be like, I am comfortable in knowing that and accepting that and being whatever it may.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, like, again, I'm not saying I, like, went out, because I also, like, respect my body and, like,
mm-hmm.
know what I do want and what I don't want. And I'm okay with being picky.
Yeah.
I know you were picky as well, because God knows I've never been with somebody with Lamborghini doors and Burberry.
I was picky. I'm like waiting for the second shoe to drop.
But I can tell you that in 2008, if somebody would have rolled up with that, I would have wanted to go home with them.
You guys, San Diego, number one, highly recommend to all. I'm sure it's just popping right now.
I need to see a picture.
You guys, I really recommend going someplace for your college where you don't really.
Yes.
I mean, like, you can know people, whatever. I don't give a shit what you do, but just, like, live it up. Like, I don't know. It's really only acceptable to make mistakes when you're young, because when you're older, people judge you more.
Only that, but, like, the older you get, the more I preface this with, I'm not talking illegal activity. Sorry, this is just the lawyer in me.
Our lawyer's called.
But as you get older, there's more to lose, yes. Right? And I'm saying that so long as you're both consenting adults, mm-hmm. in a situation, like, who the fuck cares?
Yes. Go out, live your life, make the mistakes, do the weird shit, have the fun stories.
I don't know what kind of weird shit you've
done. I wish I could honestly remember a lot of the things that I did, because there's a lot. Honestly, like,
I just, like, snot rocket.
I have the worst memory because I drank a lot. And, like,
I wish I would have that more, because there's some very embarrassing things that I did that I absolutely remember. Like,
I remember all of, like, the mortifying things, don't get me wrong. Oh, God. Like, all the things that, like, kept me up at night.
Why is it that your body is just like, we're not gonna forget?
No.
Hashtag never forget.
For sure. So, yeah, no. Anyway, I think that, like, there's a lot that you could do and say and whatever, but, like, even if you didn't live it up in your 20s or you felt like you missed your prime, there's still a lot of life left. Go out, still live it, still make their bad decisions, and, oh my God, Brandy just Googled barbarian tear. I'm promising you, Brandy, I don't think any of us knew that guy's name, even the next day. Nobody asked for his name, nobody asked for his number. He took us home, and that was the end of that. We never saw him again.
That was very nice of him to transport you.
He was honestly a very nice guy. He never once asked us to shoot a porno in his living room, which was
he never once asked us to flip a titty out on the way home.
Which is honestly kind of offensive. Like, were we not attractive enough for his porn?
No, you were just very hungover, probably still drunk.
But even that night, like, that we could have, like, he invited us over for a reason, not to shoot a porno. Like, I'm kind of offended now that I think of it.
He was just like, they're not.
He had three female Marines in that living room. We could have shot it.
Y'all were ripped.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but we were. I was definitely in better shape than I am now.
I mean,
so rude. Okay. Anyway, anything else you'd like to share with the class about our last 100 episodes?
I mean, I have.
Oh, you know what's another? Sorry, I know that I just asked you a question and cut you off, but you're welcome. The girls from Sal's shop over in St. Ed, Heather and Kenna.
Oh, no. That was so fun.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time. Honestly, we should just... Hey, Heather, Kenna, you guys just want to, like, come hang out sometime, because we miss you.
Hit us up. Yeah. There's been... I think that was the other thing. Sorry, now that you mention it. Was just when we did have... I know you mentioned Gina doing the Botox.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many people locally that have special talents and interesting stories to share that it doesn't always have to be somebody, like...
Yeah, for sure. From far away.
Also, my biggest pet peeve of the podcast, how many times I say like. It is my word filler.
Yeah.
It is cringeworthy listening to your voice saying, like, I don't do that.
No, you don't. And I'm the same way. I agree with you.
It's when I'm in casual settings, mm-hmm. that I do it, and it is so freaking frustrating. I hate it.
You guys want to know?
So sorry about it.
I edit the podcast. I'm the person that does that. And unless I know there is something that needs to be taken out, like, you know, like, you know.
Sames.
You know, if we talked about something where we had a couple too many cocktails and we went off the rails, like last week's episode, I had to cut out like a solid 10 fucking minutes.
There will be something cut out in this episode at 12:08, which is not going to, no, what was that?
108.
Yeah, 108.
But but you guys will never know what it is. 12:08.
It feels like 12 a.m.
But besides that, besides just cutting out the parts that I know need to be cut out, I never listen to us because, honestly, I already had this conversation. I don't need to have it twice.
Well, you actually do, because you have it when we record, and then you have it when...
But what I'm saying is, I know...
just zip to the...
Yeah, whenever I know something needs to be edited out, I take a mental note of the time. I go to that time, cut that out.
You dirty.
I know.
I listen every Friday, because I always have text messages from people who are like, tell me about this.
You know, I think that...
Especially Patrick... Looking at you, boo-boo.
Oh, hey, Patrick.
Always.
Which Patrick was another fantastic guest. Like, we shouldn't just,
always
like...
Always great.
Oh, yeah.
And we had such a good time at the drag brunch show.
Oh, my God. That was so much fun. I don't think I've had that much fun in a long time, to be honest.
Okay, so Patrick, his lover, you have to follow. Jackie O. Kennedy is the name, but it's Queen Jackie O. So it's Queen Jackieoh.
Okay.
Did I get that all out? Queen Jackie O. Jackie, C-K-I-E, O-H. And you just love him. I love him. I love him, love him. But Patrick always, like, if we come in wrong, like, he will correct us. And, like, in the best way. Like, sometimes I say things wrong, which is honestly pretty often. And he's always like, oh, did you mean this? And I'm like, yes, thank you. Where were you at when I couldn't think of
that? Yeah, like when we were trying to like get this done.
Yeah, so love it. That is always a Friday highlight for me, and I really appreciate that. And I listen every Friday.
Oh, I don't, you guys. I'm sorry. I can't listen to
mostly
myself.
Because, like, we kind of get a little doopsy on Wednesday.
Yes, we do.
I.e. now Tuesday, and I just need to, like, double check my shit, because if in case anything's like totally off rail, I would be like, Danny, can you please remove that immediately?
And I'd be like, I'm busy, bitch.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't care, just delete the internet, please. delete the internet.
Let me call Al Gore.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So anything else we want to add to this, you know? Sorry, I'm looking at our Instagram and recalling some, like, Instagram quotes that we had from our earlier episodes. And one of them was, when I'm not into somebody, I'm physically ill.
That
was,
oh, my God. That's something that you said. That seriously happened to me. You guys have no idea, like, how many times I can specifically remember, okay, the Purge. He was Persian. I know that.
We're just calling him the Purge.
That was short.
Not to be confused with the Purge, which is a movie where people die.
But I was, like, seeing him for a bit, and then I was, like, I was getting up one morning, and he was texting me, and I wanted to vomit from a text message. There's nothing inappropriate. I was just like, I am so fucking over you.
I'm fucking dead.
And, I like, that's when I knew. I was just like, I am done.
I was just, again,
was on a date, I think I shared this with another guy, and like halfway through, I got that nauseous feeling where mm-hmm. I wanted to throw up. Please DM me if this is a thing, because I want to throw up when I'm not into somebody.
Wow, that is such a, like, a visceral reaction to a man.
Oh my God. Like, I'm just like... You disgust me. Like,
oh my God.
Like, I cannot.
Like, you can say no to a date. You don't have to go.
No, but, like, I think I was, like, into it initially. But then, like, immediately upon, like, you know, opening the door, which I was like, bitch, I can open my own door, you know? At that point, I was, like, very much, like, independent. So I was, like, kind of put off by then. And then he was just, like... I had known him before and then went on this date, and he was just, like, acting off, which really turned me off. And then we went somewhere else for drinks, and then at that point I was like, I'm not into this, but, like, I'm in his car, and, like, this date isn't ending, and I was like, I'm about to get fucked up, and I just proceeded to get, like, annihilated.
That's probably why you were feeling nauseous.
No, I was feeling nauseous before dinner, so I went for it.
So, speaking of the car whole, like, door opening thing, I don't think Michael's ever opened my car door before, but he...
Oh, really?
No, I don't know if he ever has, to be honest, but, like, I agree with you. Like, I could open my own fucking car door.
Here's the thing. My man's, he doesn't open my door, like, when we're going to dinner or whatever. Yeah. But, like, if I have my hands full, like, he will Well, yeah, I mean, like, help me into the car, of course. Which,
but
that's so, when I'm like, thank you.
But Michael, I don't think ever opens my car door again unless like my hands are full. I'm like, right. You know, but
normal.
Excuse me. Whenever we go places, like into a building, I have become, because Michael always opens the door to me when we go into a place. I've become so accustomed to it that I get to a door and I stop.
You stop.
And I wait for him to open the door for me.
You know what's funny? When we were down south in Charleston and Savannah, like, the men would literally, like, hold the elevator door. Like, it was always, like, very gentlemanly. And I get that sometimes, but not to that extent, like, on an elevator. And towards the end of that trip, I was like, this was a good lesson for you.
Yes.
It's worn off. Yeah. You need to go back.
I was, okay, again, scrolling through our Instagram, reminiscing. This is from, these are two quotes that we shared on the Instagram from our absinthe episode. This is a quote from Brandy. It's one of those things that you drink and have a big bonfire and dance around naked like a bunch of witches.
Could not have articulated it any better than that, because that is exactly what it was like.
This is my quote from the episode.
Like, I don't want to do that right now. Should we take a shot?
Yeah, sure. You want to do it right now?
No.
This is my quote from the episode. I've never taken ecstasy, but I feel like absinthe is the liquid form.
Oh, my God.
Which I have been around plenty of people that are on ecstasy, and it's wild.
I've never been around any.
Did I tell this? I had to tell this on the podcast. When I was in the Marine Corps, I was dating this guy who was a military dog handler. So he was a police, you know, police officer in the military, but he was a dog handler. And the entire I'm calling you out, Miramar. The entire Miramar police force, military police, were doing drugs. Okay.
They was getting them for free when they did the drug bust with the dogs. They would take them to the evidence locker and they would.
This guy I was dating, his name was James.
Shame on you.
Well, hey, you guys, again, living your best life. This guy.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
It was New Year's Day.
I am just joking. That is not funny.
No, she's serious. So anyway.
No, I'm not. Not okay.
It was New Year's Day. I had went out with my friends on New Year's Eve. New Year's Day. It was like.
Sorry, time out. Is ecstasy like it's a pill that.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to. And confirm my drug of choice.
I went out with my friends on New Year's Eve. I was dating this guy. On New Year's Day, like 8 o'clock in the morning, he calls me. Then like, hey, like I'm...
8 a.m.
Oh, we're early risers. This guy never went to bed, which is different. So I go over. He was still living in the barracks. I lived out in town, but he lived in the barracks. So I go on base, go to the barracks. This guy is high on ecstasy. Him and another military police officer are in his barracks room, just fucking raving, having themselves a fucking rave.
What were they doing?
At 8 o'clock in the morning, loud music, neon fucking glow sticks.
Oh, my God.
I will never forget. I'm completely sober. Okay? Well, I'm like hungover, but like completely sober.
But like also, what the fuck?
I will never forget that another military police officer came over to like, and this guy was also sober.
Were you scared? Were you like, what's...
No. Because you're just like,
it was
8 o'clock on a Sunday
you're
morning.
You're off duty. Like,
so this other military police guy comes over. This guy's also completely sober. And you know those Vicks, those little Vicks tubes that you stick up your nose like when you have like a cold? You like, you know, sniff them because it's like a little shot. It's like powder or liquid or whatever. It's like a little shot of Vicks up your nose.
Yeah, I got very sick off those 2 weeks ago. Okay. Terrible.
So when you're on ecstasy, apparently it's really, feels really good to have that blown on your face.
What?
Yes. Because I watched my guy friend at the time, laying on his couch in his barracks room.
I'm sorry. On, just like splooge on your face.
But it's like a powder. It's not like a liquid.
The Vicks nasal spray is a liquid.
Well, it's not a spray. It's like this powder. It's like it comes in like this little tube, but it's like a powder.
What in the actual fuck?
I'll have to find it.
Yeah, please do.
So anyway.
I want you to spray it on my face.
I watched this grown man blow it onto another grown man's face.
Did you record it?
No, because I was like at the... Number one,
oh
I was
my
like,
God, OnlyFans could have made you so...
I was probably like 18 or 19 at the time. I mean, like, and like, these are also like again, the people that are guarding the base.
Like, how old were they? The same age as
you? No. This, I think James was a few years older than I was. He was like 20, in his early 20s. Again, James. The dog handlers. Like, I mean, like, these guys were, like, you know, controlling the drug population on the base.
Was there a big drug population?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
That is terrifying.
The wild things that go on in the Marine Corps, we're not exempt. Like, we're just humans. We just are humans in the military.
Y'all are wild.
There is nothing crazier than goes on a military base. Nothing crazier.
That's why they have, like, a whole JAG Corps, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking wild.
That is insane.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget that.
Sorry,
So I've never taken ecstasy, but I've seen it. Everybody always thinks,
like,
life.
Oh, if you're military and you're, like, law enforcement, you're so straight-laced. And I'm like,
that's always what, that even cracked me up today. Brandon and I were in a meeting and someone says, I'm like, oh, this person's former military. I was like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Like,
I think people assume it's, like, a preconceived notion that they're, like, super straight-laced, very, like,
sure,
conservative in their morals.
Yeah. Sure, everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, wink, wink.
We're literally just humans.
Yeah.
Like, I'm also former military.
Here's the thing. You're doctors. You're, you know, accountants, etc.
You're drug addicts. You're alcoholics. You're sex addicts. You're whatever. You know.
And isn't that the point of this fucking podcast? Mm-hmm. We're all just human.
Yes. I mean, for sure. It's like,
nobody's better than anybody else. We all got our demons.
I mean, except for me, because clearly I'm the best.
She just likes it.
No, I mean, but for sure, that was, like, the whole point of this podcast was, like, to all the skeletons out of the closet, be like, hey, look, we are all just literally trying to figure all this shit out together.
We're just all winging it.
I mean, fucking seriously. Well, with that note, Brittany, anything else?
I don't think so. I just thank you so much for the laugh.
Sorry, I was just, okay, you have to go back to, like, our, like, back in, like, go back to 2020 of the podcast, and there's some quotes we shared.
My favorite thing is seeing the Elle Woods 2020 t-shirt that got stained in the freaking wash.
Oh, so bitch. But this is a quote we shared was, as a child, I had the impression that I would be offered free drugs by strangers much more frequently than the zero times it actually happened.
Honestly, though, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed to admit this. I've recently encountered the fact that a lot of young people, our youth, are on drugs, very serious drugs. And I found myself saying, don't they have DARE anymore?
No, they don't.
They need it. They need it back in the schools. I don't know what the hell happened, but we need DARE back in the schools.
Honestly.
It's bad. Honestly. Not to scare the shit out of your parents, but oh, shit. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys, so this is episode 100. We have decided that, you know, we don't really know what we're going to do with this podcast moving forward. So we're going to take some time off, as we do.
We are taking an indefinite break.
Yes.
And we just want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening. This isn't...
Oh, shit. Don't mind me.
That was like...
Drop the mic.
That was like a... Sorry. Danny's holding this microphone, which is very...
with hopes and prayers.
It looked very dildo-ish. Just throwing around over there, and it totally caught me off guard, and then my phone just went wild. We're taking an indefinite break. We're not saying that this is donezo forever. We just I think we both need some time off. Yeah. Because
we both got really busy this year.
We have a lot of very busy personal and professional lives right now. Yeah. We just need some time away, but this is like a very bittersweet episode because we did 100 episodes.
100. But we will say this, that if you do love our podcast and would love to hear more from us, then why the fuck have you not been telling us on Instagram, number one? But number two, but if you do...
But also like leaving us reviews, you know.
Just telling your friends, sending us money.
We do really appreciate all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. We have lots of downloads each week, yes, which is super
seriously
exciting.
Seriously, thank you for everybody that listens and downloads. Like, it really does mean a lot to us. We don't know who you are because we can't see who.
But we also know because of people who...
Well, the random ass people that come up to us in bars. But if you would like this podcast to to continue. God, you guys, this is 2 bottles of champagne deep.
If you like, we're 37 minutes in.
If you'd like the podcast to continue, just let us know. Like, talk to us. Like, you know, articulate what it is that you like from us, what you don't like. We're always here for constructive criticism. If we have enough interest in keeping the podcast going, we are more than happy to do so. However, like, right now, it's just, like, we kind of feel like we're talking to no one.
So, I feel like we just need to take some time to find what, like...
Jesus. She wants to say find Jesus.
Jesus is there. He is not impressed Jesus by my morals and behaviors. Behaviors.
Less so mine.
Very much less so. my point is I think we just need to feel, we need to dedicate some time elsewhere in the interim. We need to take some time off. And then, if we're feeling reinvigorated and re-inspired regarding certain topics, mm-hmm. then it might be something that we reestablish here in a couple of months, whether it be on a different, schedule.
Yeah.
Bi-monthly or, you know, every 2 weeks, et cetera. We just need some time off to find some inspiration. And also, you know, hashtag mental health is important. Mm-hmm. And I think we're feeling a little burnt out right now with all of our personal and professional obligations.
In the meantime, if you need a lawyer, call Brandy. If you need a website, call me.
Honestly, a lot of estate planning that needs to be done right now. So if you are a Nebraska resident, please call me.
Yeah.
would love to see if I could help out. And if you need a website or, you know, anything, love to create a business entity if you're willing to start a new venture.
Yeah.
And then Danny could create your website. I feel like it's, you know, a new chapter for everybody.
Honestly, we're fabulous. So I don't know why you just don't want to have more of us. So reach out.
Promise I'll be sober.
Tell a friend. Unless it's a Thursday morning, then she might be hungover. Just kidding.
Actually, no, because now that we're done, I'll be...
She'll be so sober.
Ridiculously sober. That's unfortunate. Sadly sober.
Okay, you guys. You know.
We are going to miss you for a bit.
Love you, miss you.
Not forever, just temporarily.